It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Billy Corgan must have terrible people skills because in 2005, just after he'd broken up the Smashing Pumpkins because he didn't want to compete with Britney Spears.
Yes.
Billy, you're not competing with Britney Spears.
No, but that's the thing. You've got your own genre there.
That's right. So to come out and tell your fans, listen, I'm giving it all up.
Yep.
Because Britney Spears is around.
That's embarrassing.
I could have given it up as soon as, what's her name? Charlene, I think her name was. I've been to Paradise, but I've never been to me.
Oh, really?
Terrible. Just terrible. Anyway, so he'd broken up Smashing Pumpkins a couple of years previously.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of calling his bandmates and saying, hey, do you want to get back together?
Oh, no.
He takes out full-page advertisements in two papers announcing that he wanted to reform the Smashing Pumpkins. He wrote, I want my band back and my songs and my dreams.
Now, surely it's just easier to pick up the phone, and you just have a conversation rather than putting it out there for the whole world to see.
There was even text messaging back at this time.
That's so it.
Send a text message and say, listen, boys and girls, let's get back together.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show, he's a pretty strange cat, old Billy Corgan.
Clearly.
He's got a cue ball bald head. That, I reckon for me, yeah. I thought he maybe gave up rock because he lost all his hair.
Yeah.
And he thought, you can't be a rocker if you're bald.
He looks like the bloody toe ball on the back of my ute.
He looks like Uncle Fester.
Yes,
you put a light bulb in that mouth and turn it on. I'm telling you. But great band, and it was great that they were able to get back together, and he has made some amazing music over the years, old Billy Corgan's.